Hello and welcome to the Short Science Fiction Review with me, John Cronshaw. Today I'm going to be reviewing a story called Ado by Connie Willis. The story first appeared in January 1988 issue of Asimov's magazine. The version I read was in Connie Willis's short story collection called Impossible Things, which came out in 1993. Now, this is going to be quite a spoilerific episode, so if you haven't read the story and you want to, I would switch off now and then come back to this later, because I'm going to discuss this and basically I can't do it without spoiling it. This story is about political correctness, and in the words of, well, probably my granddad, political correctness gone mad. The story is a humorous satire on the excesses of censorship of political correctness and pulls on the themes of education, of great literature, and our right to meddle with the past. This story is set in a future world where sensitivity to offence has taken over everything. It follows a teacher who wants to teach Shakespeare to her English class. And one of the rules of the world seems to be, if something offends someone anywhere, then it needs to be censored. So she goes through all of Shakespeare's plays and looks at all the different legal papers that have been served on the different aspects and different lines of the play that have offended people in the past. These include Christian groups, feminist groups, but then it goes to the absurd levels of a cutlery company being offended that a sword was used as a weapon, or a pressure group about drapery is offended that somebody is killed behind a curtain. Drapes don't kill people, people do. So throughout, it's very funny, it's humorous, it's has that swift level of absurdity. As with all good satires, it uses this absurdity to shine a light on current trends. And it seems quite ironic that this was an issue in the late 1980s when this was written. And it seems that in 2016, this is an issue that's now coming back to the fore with things like militant political correctness advocates trying to censor history, trying to censor literature. The point where it comes to a head is where she's gone through all the Shakespeare plays, looked through all these things, and all they're left with is one play that they can use, and that's Hamlet. But it's a severely redacted version of Hamlet that doesn't offend people, so there's no references to Denmark, there's no references to spirits, there's no references to the Queen, and so you're essentially left with two lines. And the two lines are, one's about the weather and one's about the time. And that's it. And to me, this is just brilliant. I thought this was an absolutely cracking story. The style of it is witty. It's not beyond the realms of impossibility. This is what's interesting about it. This is, I think if Margaret Atwood were talking about this, I think this would fall under her definition of speculative fiction. That it's possible that if we extrapolate what's going on now and take it to its extremes, take it to its logical conclusion, this is where we'll end up, this strange world where ignorance and sensitivity to anything at all that is offensive kind of limit what can be said, what can be thought about, limits the discourse. It's a really great theme for a story, and it's one that's explored in Ray Bradbury's Fahrenheit 451. It's this idea of self-censorship for moral reasons, but where does it lead? Where does it end up? So, yeah. Great, highly recommended. Check it out. Have you read it? Let me know what you think. I'm on Twitter. It's at JL Cronshaw. The Twitter for the show is Short SF Review. I'm also on Facebook. It's John Cronshaw. That's John without an H. And I'm also posting these shows up on my website, which is johncronshaw.com. So until next time, cheerio.